In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As you know, we celebrated the Feast of Epiphany on Monday. And this feast, we celebrate the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I have a question for you here. Why our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized? Muhammad said in Masih Lee. اللي انا ده بقوله ده سؤال. If you don't know, this is a question. Question means I'm expecting an answer. An answer comes from you. محدش يعرف ليه اتعمد السيد المسيح؟ Yes. Yeah, very good. As he said to St. John the Baptist, because it's not for us to fulfill all righteousness. The people could not fulfill the righteousness of the law. That's why all of us, we were under the curse of the law. So our Lord Jesus Christ came and fulfilled the law on our behalf. That's why he had to fulfill all the righteousness of the law on our behalf. Very good. What else? Why our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized? I will let you go easily. You need to answer me my question. Why? ما فكرتوش السؤال ده قبل كده؟ ما سمعتوش قبل كده؟ Why our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized and insisted to be baptized? Let me give you a hint. Let's read a passage from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And after we read this passage, I will repeat my question again. Why the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized? هنقرأ from John chapter 1, starting from verse 24. Now those who were sent were from the Pharisees, and they asked him, saying, Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who coming after me is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to lose. These things were done in Bet Abra, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel, therefore I came baptizing with water. هقرأ لكم آخر آية تاني. I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel, therefore I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. So back to my question. why the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized. Why? Yes. To receive the Holy Spirit. Very good. Actually, to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. To be anointed by the Holy Spirit. What is the relation of Jesus Christ? And here when I'm speaking about Jesus Christ, I'm not speaking about the Son, the hypostasis of the Son, but I'm speaking the incarnated Logos of God, the Son in the flesh. What is the relation between Jesus Christ, the Son in the flesh, the Son who became, took flesh and became man, and the Holy Spirit? You mentioned one relation, which is he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. Do you understand my question? I was speaking about the incarnated Logos of God. What's his relation with the Holy Spirit? صدقين انتوا عارفين الاجابه بس مش عايزين تفكروا، فكروا هتجاوب. لا ثينك بقى a little bit. تسمع في القداس and the creed. Do you know the creed? We believe in one God. بنقول he was incarnate from and Virgin Mary. مش الارك انجل جبريل قال لسانت ماري قالها كده. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High overshadow you. So the Holy One who is to be born from you is the Son of God. So the first relationship between the incarnated Logos and the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ took flesh and became man and was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and from Virgin Mary. The Holy Spirit descended upon Virgin Mary and sanctified her womb and made the Lord Jesus Christ took flesh from the womb of Saint Mary. And actually in the Divine Liturgy, if you remember, in every Divine Liturgy, been all, this is he who from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Saint Mary was incarnate and became man and taught us the ways of salvation. That's the first relationship. And the second relationship is the Lord Jesus Christ, when he became 30 years old and when he was baptized, he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. Anointed by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the day of his baptism. These two relationships are beautifully explained in Leviticus chapter 2. In Leviticus chapter 2, one of the offerings, the five offerings, it's called the offering of the flower. Offering of the flower. The flower represent what? The wheat represent what? Represent the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the flower, the wheat, the bread of life. And until today, the Urbana made from wheat, which changed into what? Into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this flower represent the Lord Jesus Christ. In Leviticus chapter 2, God said to Moses, when you make these cakes, number one, mix it with oil. Mix it with oil. And after you mix it with oil, then spread or anoint it with oil from outside. يبقى معجونة بزيت ومدهونة بزيت. معجونة بزيت ومدهونة بزيت. I'm sure you know the oil represent what? Represent the Holy Spirit. And the flower represent our Lord Jesus Christ. So mix it with oil. This about the incarnation. He who from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary became man, took flesh and became man. And then, يدهنها بزيت to spread oil on it from outside. This represents what happened in the day of baptism, when the Lord Jesus Christ was anointed by the Holy Spirit on the day of his baptism. Yes, there are many reasons why the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized. But one of the most important reasons why he was baptized is to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. وده اللي انا عايز اكلمكم فيه النهاردة. And the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized in order to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. واشرح لكم الحكاية دي. بس قبل ما نشرح, what is the name of the incarnated Logos of God? What's his name? His name was Jesus, or his name was Christ, or his name was Emmanuel. What's his name? Well, all of the above. What was his name? When Archangel Gabriel announced Saint Mary, Allah, and you will call him ايه الحكاية؟ تنايمين؟ انا عارف انكم عارفين الاجابات بس مش عارف ليه ما بتجاوبوش. تواضع, humbleness. ايه اسمه؟ Jesus, very good. So what's Christ? Is Christ a name? The word Christ, is it a name for Jesus? No. It's a title, right? يعني Christ, what does it mean? بدليل ان John in his gospel بيقول many miracles Jesus performed, but I didn't write all these miracles. But what I wrote it to know that Jesus is the Christ. So what he wrote in order to believe that Jesus is the Christ. So the word Christ, what does it mean? The anointed one. Christ from the word chrismated, chrismation. So Christ means the anointed one. حتى بالعربي لما نقول المسيح, المسيح يعني معناه الممسوح, الممسوح. So the word Christ means the anointed one, the chrismated one. That is what does it mean. In Luke chapter 4, in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 4, يقول لك verse 16, يقول لك so he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. So he read a passage from Isaiah. A passage written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, خلي بالكم, قال لهم ايه؟ Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. يعني the scripture in Isaiah اللي قالت the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to anoint me was fulfilled in the day of baptism. When Isaiah prophesied and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, this scripture was fulfilled in the day of baptism. There are many verses. مثلاً, one of the Psalms in the third hour, اللي هو فاض قلبي بكلام صالح, my heart overflow with good words. تقروا, therefore the Lord your God has anointed you with the oil of joy more than your companions. لذلك مسحك الله بزيت الابتهاج أفضل من جميع رفقائك. And also in Psalm 23, يقول, you have anointed my head with oil, my cup overflow. مسحت بزيت رأسي وكأسك روتني مثل الصرف. All these verses are fulfilled on the day of baptism. So the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized in order to be anointed by the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit descended like a dove on him and anointed him. But here is my next question. Why the Holy Spirit anointed Jesus Christ? Why he has to be anointed? Why? Why this is important to be anointed? In the Old Testament, who used to be anointed? High priest, very good. Itani. Kings, very good. Haga talta. Mean tani. Start with P. Prophet. Very good. Yeah. They used to anoint with oil the prophet, the high priest, and the king. فعشان كده أنا عايز أقول لكم, and the Lord Jesus Christ was anointed on the day of baptism to be our high priest, to be our prophet, to be our king, to be our high priest, to be our prophet, and to be our king. What does it mean that Jesus is my prophet, Jesus is my king, Jesus is my high priest? Let us look into these three functions in the Old Testament and try to apply them to the Lord Jesus Christ to see what is the importance, why Jesus has to be anointed to be high priest, king, and prophet. Let me start first by the priest and the prophet. What is the difference between the function of the high priest and the function of the prophet? What's the function of the priest, the main function of the priest? And what is the main function of the prophet? تفعيدك ولا مسرح شعري؟ يس قولي لي يس انا مش سامع. طيب لو حد سمع يقول لي. البريست بيقدم الذبيحة, very good, on behalf of the people. طب والبروفيت يعني ايه البروفيت؟ بيعمل ايه البروفيت؟ نعم؟ برافو. بروفيت deliver message from God to the people. في ناس كتير بيفتكروا ان البروفيت معناه just to predict, to tell things about the future. No. The main function of the prophet is to deliver a message from God
to the people. بالعربي كلمة بروفت معناها ايه؟ نبي. كلمة نبي جاي من كلمة ايه؟ ينبئ. نقول نشرة انباء. ينبئ يعني يخبر، يعني يعرف، يديني نبأ، يعلمني. So the prophet means a person who delivers message from God to the people. The priest actually works in the different direction. So the prophet takes message from God, delivers to the people. The priest actually delivers message from the people or on behalf of the people to God. So the prophet stands before the people on behalf of God. And the priest stands before God on behalf of the people. Tani, the prophet stands in front of the people on behalf of God. But the priest stands before God on behalf of the people. You understand this? Okay. طيب تعالوا بقى نتكلم على Jesus as a prophet. Jesus as a prophet. يعني ايه Jesus as a prophet؟ تعالوا نقرا مع بعض Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. The letter of Saint Paul to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. يقول ايه؟ God who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to fathers by the prophets has in these last days spoken to us by his son. Saint Paul is telling us in time past, God spoke to us through the prophets. He spoke to our forefathers through the prophets. God did not speak directly to the people, but God used to send the prophets to the people. For example, God sent Elijah. Elijah, go and say to my people so and so. God sent Jeremiah. Jeremiah, go, I will put my words in my mouth. Go and speak to the people and tell them so and so. And actually, when the people wanted to know the voice of God, they went to the prophet and asked him. But St. Paul is saying, God who spoke to us through the prophets in time past, now, in these last days, He's speaking to us through whom? Through whom? His son. Who's his son? Jesus Christ. So God the Father now is speaking to us through Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ now is what? Is the prophet. He is a prophet who is delivering message from the Father to us. Because as we read in John chapter 1, John بيقول ايه؟ بيقول no one saw the Father. No one saw the Father. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father has revealed him to us. Allah لم يره أحد قط. الابن الوحيد الذي هو في حضن الاب هو خبر. خبر يعني ايه؟ انبأ. هو خبر، هو انبأ. وده يفهمنا there is a prophecy. Moses the prophet said to Israel, a prophet from among you that will appoint. علشان كده كانوا الناس متوقعين طبعا the words of Moses to be fulfilled. So they were looking for the prophet, not a prophet, the prophet. So كده في الباسج اللي انا قريتها لكم from John chapter 1, the people went to John asking him, Who are you? Are you Christ? Because they were expecting the Messiah. So are you the Messiah? John said, no, I am not the Messiah. Are you Elijah? Because they were expecting Elijah to come back. No, I am not Elijah. Then Alulu, are you the prophet? Because in their mind, the prophet and the Messiah are two different persons. So they asked them, are you the prophet? He said, I'm not the prophet. Alulu, why then do you baptize? If you are not Christ, if you are not Elijah, if you are not the prophet. The prophet. So, who is the prophet here? The prophet is Jesus Christ. He came to be our prophet. He came to deliver to us the message from God to us. So he is the prophet. He was anointed to be the prophet. When St. Paul spoke about the old covenant and the new covenant, and he quote the gospel of Jeremiah, the prophecy of Jeremiah, he mentioned there are three differences between the old covenant, the covenant that God made with people in the Old Testament, and between the new covenant, the covenant that God made with us after the incarnation of his son. One of these three differences, and no one will teach his neighbor, no one will teach his neighbor saying, know the Lord. Because all of them, from their youngest to their oldest, will know me. No one will teach his neighbor saying, know the Lord. Because all of them will know me, from their youngest to the oldest. In the old covenant, nobody was learning from God directly. There has to be a mediator. There has to be a prophet delivering message from God to the people. But in the new covenant, all of us, we receive the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of chrismation. And God actually speaks to us directly. Yes, God speaks to us through other channels. God speaks to me through the church, through my spiritual father, through early church fathers, yes. But also God is speaking directly to me through the Holy Spirit and through the Bible, the Word of God. But in the Old Testament, God did not speak to the people directly. There has to be a mediator. God spoke to them through the prophets, as St. Paul said in Hebrews chapter 1. But now, God is speaking to us directly. You may say, but what does this mean to me? What does this mean to me that Jesus is my prophet? And here I just want to say, Jesus is the prophet, but I want to say Jesus is my prophet, because he was anointed for you and for me. He was anointed to be a prophet, to be the prophet for your sake and for my sake. So, what does it mean that Jesus is my prophet and your prophet? Think about this until the end of the lecture, because that's what we will discuss together. What does it mean? And how can I accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be my prophet? What should I do? This is the real celebration of the Epiphany. The real celebration of Epiphany, when you and I accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be my prophet, to be my king, and to be my priest. Because he was anointed for me and for you. So now we explained what does it mean to be the king, to be the prophet. Nigil Tani function. He is the priest. Or more accurately, he is the high priest. He is the high priest. can a priest become also a king in the Old Testament? Or can a king become a priest in the Old Testament? Then, can a priest become a king, and can a king become a priest in the Old Testament? Yes or no, and why? Now? No. Very good. Why? Yes. Very good. Can they be a priest from the tribe of Levi? Kings kind of in the kingdom of Judah from the tribe of Judas. It was impossible to be a king and a priest in the same time. So the Lord Jesus Christ, he came from the tribe of Levi, correct? Huh? No. We came from another tribe, Judah. Very good. The Lord Jesus Christ came from the tribe of Judah, which is the royal tribe. But how he became a priest or a high priest? According to the Old Testament rules, he cannot be a priest. Leno, he is not from the tribe of Levi. So he cannot be a priest. That's why he came a priest on a different order. Not on the order of Levi, but on a different order. The order of ماشي صادق. زي ما بتسمعوها كتير يقول لك ايه في المزمور بتاع The Lord said to my Lord, قال رب لربي يقول The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So our Lord Jesus Christ came as a high priest, not actually as a high priest, he came as the high priest, as the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. What's the difference between to be a priest after the order of Levi and to be a priest after the order of Melchizedek? What's the difference between the priesthood of Jesus Christ and the priesthood of Levi? The priesthood of Levi, they used to offer animal sacrifices. But the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came, the Father was not pleased that Jesus offers animal sacrifices again. لو نقرأ مع بعض Hebrews chapter 10 starting from verse 5. Hebrews 10 verse 5. You're like, therefore, when he, Jesus, came into the world, he said, so now Jesus, the Son, is saying to the Father, what did he say? And look at him. Sacrifices and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Allo, you did not want me to offer sacrifices and animal offerings, but you prepared a body for me in order to offer it as a sacrifice. But you have prepared a body for me in order to offer it as a sacrifice. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. طيب, what was his reaction? What was his reaction? فقالوا, then I said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the volume of the book. فقال يا رب, as it is written for me in the scripture, that
I am coming in order to do your will, O God. That's why I will come to offer my body as a sacrifice. I will not offer animal sacrifices, but I will offer my body as a sacrifice.
Saint Cyril قال على السيد المسيح, قال he is the high priest and the sacrifice. زي ما احنا بنقول في لحن فايته في انف, نقول this is he who offered himself acceptable sacrifice before God the Father. So the Lord Jesus Christ came in order to offer himself as a sacrifice. Why? In order to die for our sins, in order to give us forgiveness, in order to give us acceptance before the Father. Then what look at the priest stands before the Father interceding on behalf of the people. So Jesus Christ now is standing before the Father interceding on our behalf, as we read in Romans chapter 8. And Jesus is interceding before the Father on our behalf, interceding with his blood. As the high priest in the Old Testament used to enter into the Holy of the Holies once a year with the blood in order to make redemption for the people, in the same way Jesus ascended into the highest with the blood of his sacrifice in order to find redemption for us, and he entered once for all. That's why the ascension, why we celebrate the feast of ascension. Ascension is not just Jesus finished his mission on earth so he returned home. It's not like this. It is part of the redemption and the salvation. He has to enter into the Holy of the Holies with the blood in order to make redemption for us. As St. Paul spoke about this in Hebrews chapter 8, like he entered into the Holy of the Holies once for all beyond the veil, and he found eternal redemption. فَوَجَدَ فِدَاءً أَبَدِيًّا. So Jesus is my high priest who is standing before the Father making intercession all the time for you and for me on my behalf. When we pray the divine liturgy and when we see the body of the Lord Jesus Christ on the altar, and when we remember that our Lord Jesus Christ offered himself as a sacrifice on our behalf, what do we offer? What do we offer? احنا بنقدم ايه؟ فيجي ابونا يقول ايه؟ So ابونا says in the Gregorian liturgy, and طبعا all of us we say this with him. فابونا يجي يقول له ايه؟ يقول I offer you O my master. I offer you, what do we offer? يقول له the symbols of my freedom. And I write my works according to your sayings. That's what Jesus offered. He offered his body, because as it is written in the volume of book, I have come to do your will, and this is the will of the Father, that the Son offer himself. The Father was not pleased with burnt offering and sacrifices, but prepared a body for the Son. And the Son came to do the will of the Father, as he said in Gethsemane, let it be according to your will, not according to my will. That's why all of us in the divine liturgy, we offer our will, we offer our freedom to God, and say, make a promise, make a vow to God that we will write our word, our works, our deeds according to your sayings. As our high priest did, so all of us also we do.
we offer our will and we offer the symbols of our freedom and we write our works according to the saying of God. So the Lord Jesus Christ was anointed in order to be my prophet and in order to be my high priest. And until now, he's interceding on my behalf by his blood before the Father. So he is doing the function of the high priest and also he is doing the function of the prophet. So in Kida, we need to think, what does it mean in practical term? What does it mean that Jesus is my priest and Jesus is my high priest? The third point, Jesus came in order to be my king. My king. يبقى الملك بتاعي. He was anointed to be a king. We, Archangel Gabriel announced to Saint Mary that his kingdom shall have no end. That's what we say in the creed. ولا يكون لملكه انقضاء. His kingdom shall have no end. But when his kingdom did start, because the Lord Jesus Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. So, when the kingdom of the Son started, did start, or at least we are waiting, anticipating his kingdom to come. هل هي the kingdom of the Son started already? ولا احنا we are anticipating his kingdom to start. What do you think? مملكة المسيح ابتدت ولا احنا لسه منتظرين انها تبتدي؟ ايه رأيكم؟ خلص بقى فات المحاضرة كانت عصمت سايلنس قولوا لي يس اوريدي ستارتد. طيب لو هي اوريدي ستارتد ليه بقى في ابانا لازم نقول thy kingdom come؟ thy kingdom come احنا بنتكلم في الفيوتشر ولا بنتكلم في الباست؟ كان في الفيوتشر. طب لو هي ستارتد ليه بنقول thy kingdom come؟ ايه ده؟ second coming of Jesus. ايه رأيكم؟ حد له رأي ثاني؟ قولي مش كنت ترفع ايدك؟ ايه ده؟ two kingdom؟ حد يقولي بتقول هي ايه؟ ها؟ المجيء الثاني ما second coming المجيء الثاني. حد له رأي تاني؟ okay. احنا نقول our father who art in heaven, are we addressing the father or are we addressing the son? لما بتقول ابانا الذي في السماوات, are you addressing the father or the son? صعب السؤال. طب لو انت if you are addressing the sun, if we are addressing the sun, هنيجي في الختام نقول in Christ Jesus our Lord. So are we addressing the father or the son? The Father. It's clear, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Make him echo in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we are addressing here the Father. So when all thy kingdom come, بنتكلم على kingdom of the Father or of the Son? Kingdom
of the Father. يبقى نتكلم عن kingdom of the Father. هو في kingdom of the Father and kingdom of the Son؟ Yes. في kingdom of the Father and kingdom of the Son. تعالوا نقرا مع بعض 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You need to have good theological understanding if you want to live a godly spiritual life. Many people may say, you know, this is too theological, this is boring, why we study all of this? Just احنا عايزين نتكلم على social topics. عايزين نتكلم على حاجات address our spiritual life. لكن actually if you study مثلا the letters of St. Paul, هتلاقي the first part of any letter is about some theological and doctrinal studies. And then he starts giving the application. The application usually is based on good theological understanding. Otherwise, why all these things are written in the Bible? That's why if you want to have a good spiritual life, you need to have a good theological understanding. يعني اقرا مثلا روميا تلاقي the first 11 chapters from Romans just theological discussion. And from chapter 12 starts St. Paul to give some practical application. Hebrews, the first 10 chapters, theological studies. And from the middle of chapter 10 start to give some spiritual application. لان عايز اقوله you need to understand your Bible. You need to understand all these facts. Lainey, this will determine how you perceive the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus for you? وربنا سأل السؤال ده للتلاميذ مرة قال لهم Who do men say that I am? ربنا بالنسبة لك ايه? Who is Jesus? What I'm trying to introduce to you today that Jesus is my priest, my king, and also my prophet. And after we understand this, then we will apply it in our spiritual life. Lainey, you need to give him the name that describes who he is to you. He is my king, my prophet, my priest, my shepherd, my bridegroom, my redeemer, my savior, my light, my salvation, my refuge. All these names. But you need to understand, it's just names. You need to understand why we say him, we call him our king. احنا في كل قداس لما ربنا يقول بن شويس اوه بن نوتي اوه بن سوتير اوه بن اورو. بن اورو يعني our king. Why you call him our king? And what about this prayer, the Lord's prayer, move thy kingdom come, as if in the future. How can we reconcile both of them? And what about those who teach the millennium? And the millennium lisa did not come. And they are expecting in Jesus, in his second coming, to start the millennium. The millennium, هل الميلينيوم that started already? ولا we are living in the millennium. You need to understand all these things in order to be able to apply it in your life. So, كنا احنا نتكلم على the kingdom of the Father and the kingdom of the Son. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, يقول لك ايه? Starting from verse 24. You will then comes the end. When he, عشان نقرأ صح كلمة he, I will step, I will replace it with Christ or the Father. عشان ايه تفهموها كويس. Then comes the end. When Jesus Christ delivers the kingdom to God the Father. So Jesus will deliver the kingdom to God the Father. When the Father puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For Jesus must reign till the Father has put all enemies under Jesus' feet. So Jesus will reign
and is reigning, and he must reign until all the enemies are put under his feet. اختم بالكو. يبقى now Jesus is reigning. لسه ما نقدرش نقول هو he did not start his kingdom yet. وبعدين بيقول the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. For he, for the Father, has put all things under Jesus' feet. But when the scripture says all things are put under Jesus, it is evident that the Father who put all things under Jesus is accepted. يعني is accepted. لما نقول the Father put all things under Jesus' feet, هل كلمة all day include the Father? Absolutely not. لأن it is the Father who put all things under Jesus' feet. So ده اللي بيقول سان بول لما كلمة all day with the exception of he, of the Father, who put all things under the Son's feet. Now when all things are made subject to Jesus, then Jesus himself will also be subject to the Father who put all things under him, under Jesus, that God may be all in all. So in this passage, St. Paul is saying, and the Lord Jesus Christ now is reigning, and he must reign until all the enemies are put under his feet, and the last enemy will be destroyed is death, when all of us will be raised again. And after all things are put under his feet, Jesus will deliver the kingdom of God the Father. ودي اللي هي the kingdom come, احنا بنتكلم عليها في ابانا لازم, the kingdom of the Father. Where the Son also will reign with the Father, that's why his kingdom shall have no end. عشان كده in Colossians chapter 1 St. Paul يتكلم using the past tense, يستخدم بأسلوب الماضي ويقول he transferred us to the kingdom of the Son of his love, يقول ونقلنا إلى ملكوت ابن محبته. Verse 13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. يبقى إذا the kingdom of the Son already started. ما كيش حد يقول لكم no, the kingdom did not start yet. إحنا are anticipating the coming of the Messiah to reign 1,000 years here on earth. This is not the teaching of the Bible. The kingdom of the Son started already on the day of his crucifixion. زي ما المزمور بيقول الرب قد ملك على خشبة. The Lord reigned on a wood. عشان كده ربنا اتصلب في الساعة السادسة وأسلم الروح في الساعة التاسعة. He was crucified on the sixth hour and delivered the spirit, the human spirit, in the sixth hour, in the ninth hour. تلاقي the church who is inspired by the Holy Spirit, تلاقي المزامير اللي حطتها في الأجبية in the last psalm in the sixth hour, يقول إيه the Lord reigned and put on the majesty. الرب قد ملك ولبس الجلال. اول مزمور في الساعة التاسعة the first psalm in the ninth hour يقول the Lord reigned on a wood. تاني مزمور في الساعة التاسعة يقول the Lord reigned, let the earth exult. الرب قد ملك فلتتهلل الارض. المزمور الرابع يقول the Lord reigned, let the nation tremble. الرب قد ملك فلترتعد الشعوب. وبعدين المزمور الخامس يتكلم هللوا للرب, shout to the Lord with joy because he reigned. Although this hour we commemorate the death of the Lord Jesus Christ by the flesh, لكن كل المزامير تكلم على الجوي لأن he reigned. So his kingdom actually started on the day of his crucifixion and he will reign until he deliver the kingdom to God the Father in the second coming. وده بقى مفهوم الحكم الألف, the millennium. طبعا 1000 year here is just a symbolic. So the Lord Jesus Christ started his kingdom on the day of his crucifixion and he will deliver the kingdom to the Father after he put all the enemies under his feet. The Holy Spirit descended on the Lord Jesus Christ in the Jordan River in order to anoint him as our king, as our prophet, and as our high priest. And the Father testified and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, in whom I am well pleased to be the king, to be the prophet, and to be the high priest." Hear him, listen to him, accept him to be your prophet, your high priest, and your king. So, to conclude, in practical terms, if you and I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be my prophet, what does this mean? That's what I want to hear from you now. And to accept him as my priest, what does it mean? And to accept him as my king, what does this mean in my life? Because this is how we celebrate the Feast of Epiphany. And to accept not just a word, "I accept you, my Lord Jesus Christ, to be my king, my prophet, my high priest." No. This, يعني, تخيل كده ان there is a prophet now living with you. What you will do? God sent you a prophet. How you interact with this prophet? God sent you a priest. What you will do with this priest? God sent you a king to rule over you. What you will do? So, let's يعني نتكلم عليهم واحدة واحدة. To accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my prophet, what I should do? The prophet speaking to us, delivering for us message from God the Father. What does it mean? How you apply it in your life? Now, listen to the message. How? Fin. في البيبل. يبقى the first practical application to accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your prophet, ان انت to listen to the message, to read the Bible and to listen to the message. God did not give us the Bible to entertain us, but he gave us the Bible in order to know what God wants from me. It is a message from God. عارفين يعني to entertain us? During the time of Ezekiel, people used to go to Ezekiel as a prophet to hear the message of God. ولكن بعد ما كانوا بيسمعوا المسج بتاعت ربنا, they say, "Yeah, good words. The words of Ezekiel are very good." And they go and they did not keep the message. فربنا راح قال لهم, ربنا قال إزيكيل, "Go and say to my people, إن هم they consider you as a singer, not as a prophet." ليه بقى as a singer, not as a prophet? Because as a singer, they listen, when you go, مثلا, تسمع الواحد من السينجرز, you will enjoy the song, you will entertain yourself with the song, and that's it. فيش حد بعد ما بيسمع اغنيه بيروح ان ابلاي الاغنيه دي في حياته, واخد بالك؟ لكن if I'm listening to a prophet, then when I listen to a prophet knowing this is message from God, I will should do it. شوفوا ربنا يقول Ezekiel chapter 30 from verse 28. Chapter 33 from verse 28. "As for you, son of man, the sons of your people are talking about you by the walls and at the gateways of the houses. They speak as a man speaks to his brother, saying, 'Let us gather and hear the words that proceeds from the Lord.' So they come together before you as people do, and they sit before you to hear your words, but they will not do them, because a lie is in their mouth. And their heart pursues their own defilements. For you are to them as a sweet, well-tuned song." انت بزول اغنية حلوة و well-tuned. And he will hear your words, but will not do them. So when it comes to pass, لما يجي كلامك يتحقق, they will say, behold, it has come. Then they will know a prophet was among them. يعرف ان اللي كان وسطهم ده نبي ما كانش مغني. So every day you don't open your Bible and you don't read in it and listen to the voice of God and apply the word of God in your life, this means you did not accept Jesus as your prophet. That's why if you accept the Lord Jesus as your prophet, you need to open the Bible every day and listen to the voice of God. Listen to his message. Keep it in your heart. Apply it in your life. Live by it. That is how you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your prophet. But as I told you, the Lord Jesus speaks to us many different ways. He speaks to us through the church, through the fathers of the church, through your spiritual father, through the early fathers and their writings. And you need to listen to the voice of Jesus Christ, who is speaking through all these channels, and you need to apply and to keep his word in your life. Otherwise, you did not accept him as your prophet. What about accepting Jesus as your high priest? In practical terms, what you and I should we do in order to accept him as our high priest? What's the function of the high priest? بيعمل ايه؟ كان الناس زمان بيعملوا ايه في العهد القديم مع الهاي بريست؟ يس. حد يقول بقى هي قالت ايه؟ ها؟ gives the absolution. كان زمان لما بيجي حد يغلط, when somebody commits a sin, go with a sacrifice and put his hand on this sacrifice and confess his sins, so his sins will be transferred to this sacrifice, then they slaughter the sacrifice, وبالطريقة دي your sins are forgiven. In the same way, when I sin, Jesus died on the cross in order to give you and me forgiveness. So when I sin, I come to my high priest, confessing my sins before his steward. And the steward, which is our spiritual father, will take my sins and will put it on the sacrifice on the altar. And then I will eat from his body and drink from his blood. As Abuna says, given for us for salvation, the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him. So when you and I accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be our high priest, we need to come to him, confessing our sins and partaking of his body and blood in order to be forgiven and in order to receive remission from our sins. So, to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a prophet means to hear his message, to keep it and to apply it. And to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your high priest, معناه to come to him with your sins, confessing them, taking full responsibility for them, asking him to forgive you, then through his blood, he will wash your sins away. عشان كده in the book of Revelation يقول لك, I saw those walking in white robes. So I asked, who are they? Only those who washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. And to accept Jesus as your king, what does it mean in practical terms? What does it mean? How can you apply this? Who is controlling your life? Who is leading your life? Is it the lusts of the flesh? Is it the people and friend and the standards of the culture? Or is it the Holy Spirit? Where do you live? Are you living in the kingdom of God? Or you are living in the kingdom of the world? Actually, we are not of this world. Although we live in the world, but we are not of this world. Every time in the divine liturgy, Abuna reminds us, Lamigi Ul, those, O Lord, whose souls you have taken, Ul, and we who are sojourners in this place. Sojourners means we are in a journey. We are sojourner, we are in journey. Because we don't have citizenship here. St. Paul in Ephesians, our citizenship is in heaven. So your true citizenship is not the Canadian citizenship or the Egyptian. Your citizenship is the heavenly citizenship. But here we are strangers, we are sojourners. Our home is in heaven, that's our kingdom. And our King is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to live by the constitution of the heavenly kingdom. And to let God rules my life, controls my life. I will not live according to the standards of this world. I will not live according to the desires of the old man and the old nature. But I will live according to the rule of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will let him reign over every single area in my life. That's accepting Jesus as your King. To let him rule and control every single area in your life. No, this part I will do it according to the world. But this part I will do it according to God. You cannot do this. If you are a heavenly citizen, then let us live as heavenly being here on earth. As the Lord said, you are not of this world. We are not of this world, but we are heavenly being living here in this world. Because once we are baptized, we take the heavenly citizenship. That's what St. Paul said, our citizenship is in heaven. سيرتنا هي في السماوات. سيرتنا بالانجليزي من الترجمة our citizenship. So the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized in order to be anointed as my priest, as my king, and as my prophet. And now he did all of this to me. Now it is my turn in order to accept him. Let me conclude with these verses from Luke chapter 4. He was anointed to do what? Al-Kidr. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me as a prophet to preach the gospel to the poor. That's a prophet, preaching the gospel, the good news of salvation to those who are poor in the spirit. He has sent me as a priest to heal the brokenhearted. So there's a function as a priest, to heal the brokenhearted, those who are broken by their sins. To proclaim liberty to the captives. As a king, he came and led the captivity captives, and he set us free. As a king, and recovery of sight to the blind. As a true physician, he came and healed our eyes, to set at liberty those who are oppressed as a king, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord as a prophet. So actually, this passage explained to us the function of the Lord Jesus Christ as a priest, as a king, and as a prophet. Glory be to God forever. Amen. If you have any comments or questions on this. Okay. Glory be to God forever.